Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 12th of March and here's 3D Thoughts. I'm down in London today, sorry a bit late, but hopefully they'll get to you on a Monday as promised. And I don't know if you know, but today it's happy birthday to WWW. Yes, the World Wide Web was officially invented 29 years ago when Sir Tim Berners-Lee wrote his proposal for a new information system at CRN. And his supervisor wrote on the cover of the document, vague but exciting. And maybe couldn't quite see what was going to be coming. But this is a world that completely dominates what we do now. So happy birthday to the World Wide Web. Idea two is, how busy are you? Great story of a customer of Elon Musk, who is the chief executive of Tesla. A very, very busy man, as well as putting cars. He's putting rockets in space. And when one of his customers, Matthew Feynman, sent a tweet saying, put the kids in the rear of my in-law's Tesla S, went off a 20-minute drive, air was set as cold as possible, the kids were dehydrated and drenched in sweat after the drive. Turns out there's no air circulation back there at Elon Musk. Any ideas? Love the car, but that's dangerous. He's a very, very busy man. But actually, he responded. He responded by tweets, coming up with some ideas to help the guy. And one of the things for me is, great idea of just demonstrating that no matter how high up you are in the organisation, you can still be a great role model when it comes to customer service. What sort of a role model are you? And idea three is to do something about this. Half of UK employees can't recite their company vision and values. That's a new report that's come out. But I reckon that could be okay. A new report suggests that 52% of UK's workers cannot recite their organisation's vision and 49% cannot recite their values. That might sound like bad news, but I think it needs to be clarified. Because I've actually worked with lots of businesses where people can't recite them, but can give you a good feel for where their company's heading, what is expected of them. In other words, it's not about recital, it's about understanding, buying and engagement. I understand where the report's coming from, just highlight some key issues for business leaders. For example, 27% feel their organisation's vision or values have too much corporate jargon, and almost one in five says the company doesn't actually reflect what it's really like. So really what we're sort of saying here is, what does your vision feel like, look like to your employees? Because when we work with clients, help them develop and shape the vision, we often talk to employees, and these are some of the things that they ask. They ask themselves, they ask their leaders, their colleagues, or even to keep it in their own mind. Why are we doing this? How is this vision relevant to me? What specifically do you want me to do? How will I be measured? What consequences will I face? What tools and support are available? And what's in it for me? And I would argue the role of the leader is to help people answer those questions and get them engaged. Can yours answer them? They also ask, how are we doing? In other words, they actually need to keep the vision alive and relevant to people. It's characteristic one of 3D businesses. You'll see on andyhanselman.com, there's a toolkit you can download called Get That Vision Thing, which assesses whether your business really has it, is driving what's going on, and actually making it work for you. Have a go at it, download it, get that vision thing, make it work for you. It's not about recital, it's about understanding. Have a great week now. Bye.